everyone. We are back here with more Open Forum only on the Women's Radio Network, and I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and I have another great guest with me here right now, and he is doing some great things out there to really help people. So his name is Dr. Keith Kanster, and he is the founder and CEO at Named Program, and that's in Suwanee, Georgia. So we're excited to have him here and talk to him a little bit about this and all the great stuff they have going on there. So it is my pleasure to introduce him to Open Forum today. Good morning, Dr. Keith. How are you today?
Great, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
And of course, you're welcome, and thank you so much for being here with us today. We're excited to hear all about yourself and all about Named Program. So talk to us a little bit about that. What is Named Program all about? What is the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose of it is to help people that have addiction problems that are already in or going into addiction and rehabilitation centers. And we have a natural nutritional approach that helps increase the success of the withdrawal rate from the drugs or alcohol. And we have a program that lowers the relapse rate of the recovering the person in recovery from alcohol or drugs. So we're real happy. It's all natural. Our successes so far has been excellent. The response we're getting is very good. And we're just really, really excited about it. And it's pretty simple science.
Wow, great. You know, you definitely should be excited about this because this is fantastic stuff that you have going on at the natural way to really help people in these situations. So when it comes to these programs, Dr. Keith, what do these programs consist of and how do they work to really help these people in this way?
Well, number one, I want to emphasize that they have to be in an addiction or a rehabilitation center because it only works if it's in a controlled environment at the beginning, you know, for the first like 4 weeks or so. After that, they could do it at home. But if they're not in a controlled environment at the beginning, the success rate would be extremely low. Actually, the addiction withdrawal success rate in the United States is abysmal. It's less than 13%. So our goal is to get it much higher than that. But what we do is we concentrate in two main areas. The first is everybody has something called opiate receptors in their body. And these are clusters of cells, proteins, and these are the clusters that give us our urges. So if somebody has an urge for basically anything except for sex, it comes from the opiate receptors. Mm-hmm. And what we found through research is that anybody who's addicted to any substance, including alcohol, drugs, illegal drugs, you know, prescription drugs, any type of addiction, their opiate receptors are stimulated. People that aren't addicted don't have stimulated opiate receptors. So what we did is we came up with specialized menus and, of course, the recipes to follow them up for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a couple snacks every day for all year long that are healthy, that are nutritious, but that do not stimulate the opiate receptors. So there's certain things that stimulate the opiate receptors, like sugar, like gluten, like certain dairy products, like certain sugar substitutes, excluding stevia, like caffeine. These things stimulate the opiate receptors. So what happens to a lot of people is they go into rehabilitation centers and they get good counseling, but their opiate receptors are still being stimulated. They are just transferring the addiction from, let's say, heroin to sugar or heroin to gluten, and it's still giving them somewhat of the same feeling. So when they leave and go home, since their opiate receptors are still stimulated, they say, well, I don't want sugar anymore. I want to go back and get the heroin. And it's not enough. So what we do is, in the controlled environment, they get the counseling that they need, they get the good nutrition, they get all the other things that they need, plus they get used to not having their opiate receptors stimulated for a whole month, and their body getting stronger and them feeling good for other reasons besides having stimulated opiate receptors. So that's our number one goal through the menus. And the number two goal is almost everybody who's addicted to any substance has inflammation in their body. And I don't mean like a sprained ankle. I mean internal inflammation. And what this does is many things. It, you know, it hurts you. If you have Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, arthritis, certain heart conditions, even brain conditions. But for what we're concerned with, what it does is it throws the insulin mechanism, which controls the sugar, totally out of whack. It basically makes it not work, the inflammation. And you get inflammation because your diet is too acidic because they're eating junk food.
Yeah.
So in our menus, we raise the pH up to give it, get it back to normal and get rid of that inflammation and get the insulin mechanism working again so we don't keep going in that vicious circle of stimulating the opiate receptors. And between mm-hmm. those two things, and we also use a higher pH water, we strengthen the person nutritionally. They're getting strengthened through counseling. They're getting strengthened through exercise because almost all the clinics that I know of have some type of exercise program. So between the good nutrition, the exercise, the great counseling, and not stimulating the opiate receptors and getting rid of the inflammation, it drastically increases their chance for a successful withdrawal. And then when they leave the program, we allow the people, we give them a code so they could go in and still get our menus because it's licensed to the facilities, but we don't charge the individuals. So we give them a special code. So for the percentage of them that want to keep this up and enhance the chance of them not relapsing, we let them do that for free. And they're, plus they're allowed to ask us questions. And to the best of my knowledge, we're the only ones who do that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, this is great stuff that you guys have going on, Dr. Keith. You're really out there helping people. So for someone who might need some help in this area, how do they go about getting involved with this program and becoming a part of it?
Well, all they have to do is go to the website. It's called mm-hmm. namedprogram.com, namedprogram.com. And NAMED actually stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. That's why I just call it NAMED, because that's too much of a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then the phone number to reach us is 770-814-6900. And then we'll explain the program to them, and we'll try to connect them up with a facility that uses our program, because those are the facilities that tend to have the higher success rate and a lower relapse rate.
Awesome, awesome. Well, great stuff, Dr. Keith. Thank you so much for being here with us on the show today. We definitely need to have you back in the future to hear more about it and the great stuff you have going on there with NAMED. So before I let you go, I do want to remind our listeners, guys, I'm speaking with Dr. Keith Cantor. He is the CEO and founder at NAMED Program in Suwanee, Georgia. So, guys, if you need some help with this, definitely reach out to him. You can do that by visiting the website. So a lot of the information's on there. So that's namedprogram.com. So that's N-A-M-E-D. P-R-O-G-A-M, so namedprogram.com. You can find out the information on there. You can also call the number, which is 770-814-6900. You can also check out the other website, which is drkeithkantor.com. So it's drkeithkantor.com, and find out more that way. All right, guys? So we do have to take a break, but we'll be back with our next guest. Stay tuned for more Open Forum coming here on WRNW1.